I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Get your rant on, motherfuckers! What? Hi, it's Ragtime number 6.
Okay, once again, there's a theme song prior to this.
I don't know. Well, I get excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you gonna have Denise have to open up in her email this week?
You know what? I mean, we've already bleached assholes.
Yeah, you did.
Titties.
And pussy.
How about any, like, rainbowed colored pubic hair. If anyone dyed their pubes for pride.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
So show us your pride pubes. Pride pubes. There it is.
Yeah. Pube pride. Hashtag pube pride.
It'd probably be lovely.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Maybe
that's
like
a nice one.
Yeah. You
glitter. A little bit of glitter.
Yeah. Maybe like a glittery unicorn, like hopping over them. That'd be awesome. And, and if you did march around in pride, you probably wore like a see-through underwear.
Yeah.
Send the whole picture.
All right.
We're good.
Yeah. Well, there goes all the fun, because now we're going to delve into how horrible the world is.
I don't even know where to begin. Where do you even want to begin?
I don't know. We usually pick 3 topics, but this time it's just so bad. It's like everything in the world's going to shit, and we're all realizing how horrible society is.
Yeah.
It's all just gathering together. First it was Trump. We had to deal with that.
But we're still dealing with him.
Yeah, we still are.
We can't.
And it's quite possible that he could be the president
of
the United States.
It is unbelievable that he's gotten this far.
And now with, like, hand-in-hand with the Brexit, it just shows that we're not the only country that's a bunch of, like, xenophobic, bigoted assholes.
Correct.
So now they've scared a whole populace of another country
into
thinking that this is a good idea.
Uh-huh. So I guess you can just start off with Trump.
Yeah.
And how pretty much the momentum of his campaign and proof, and how maddening is it that people that you thought were intelligent.
Yeah.
That you maybe your friends
are
on Facebook.
It's not just white trash. It's people with good jobs and, like, schooling.
Well, you thought they got an education.
Yeah.
And you thought that they could actually read through the bullshit, I guess, like, they're basically driven by
fear.
Prejudice.
Yeah.
And it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, your one, the comedian that you really like, what's his name? Aziz
Ansari.
Yeah. He posted a really thoughtful,
yeah.
Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
Article? And it's just, it's so true, and it's so sad that it's just like
that he has to worry about his family just because of
fucking Trump.
What they are. Yeah.
Right.
Because of what they believe in, and they have nothing, you know, like.
Oh my god, there was a video going around Facebook last week where these two kids, they're, I think, film students down in the South somewhere, maybe in Florida, and yes, they are brown.
Yeah.
But a redneck-ass woman gets out of her truck, and she's yelling at them. She's like, you're a terrorist.
Oh, I've seen that,
Jesus Christ is gonna kick
you. That's old.
But I mean, like, I guess it's like floating around again. But I love how she basically equates all gay people as pedophiles.
I know, that's a big,
like,
that's always a thing.
Come on.
I know.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I always, like, backtrack a little sometimes when I start arguing with people about Trump, and then I'm like, maybe, like, I'm, you know, being, like, too hard on them, or, like, but then I'm like, no, it's not. Because, like, then I go to watch him, and I'm like, how are they listening to this man speak? He's not even saying anything. He literally just said a speech before where he just said, Americans, we're great, Americans, Americans. And then said, like, 3 other words, and that was his fucking speech.
Right!
It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, all he says is that he's gonna beat Hillary Clinton.
And
he
never says any of his plans.
No, he's better than Hillary Clinton. He will best her.
Yeah,
and it's just like, that's it.
And his only thing that he does give details on is the wall that makes no sense.
Correct.
And then, like, all his other policies, he knows nothing about it at all.
He doesn't. I mean,
he just says it's gonna be great. And people are like,
it's gonna be great, okay.
I'm just like, how are people so stupid? And, like, I'm sorry, immigrants aren't stealing your jobs.
No.
It's like, those jobs would never have been yours to begin with. It's the fact that employers are hiring people to pay them low wages.
Right.
So they're always going to be hiring that way. It's the morality of them, not.
Correct.
It's never going to be your job.
Correct.
And then I bet you wouldn't even be good at it anyway. You'd probably be whining the whole fucking time.
Exactly.
Unlike an immigrant who really needs the job.
And will be thankful for the job, mm-hmm. because it's better than the situation that they were in.
Exactly.
Like, just shut your mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a different instance than just, like, people who supported George W. Bush. Like, he, like, it may have been one thing that people hated him.
Right.
But at least he was functioning to some level.
How can you hate Bush? Just kidding. Just kidding.
And, like, you know, he wasn't
correct
bigoted and
correct
sexist.
Correct.
I mean, correct. Just the whole Make America Great Again, Britain First, the whole correlation with that, that...
I mean, we're the
most
point.
Important thing, and it's white people.
Right.
People who belong here.
Right.
Are important.
Exactly. And how about when Trump went to Scotland, and the tweet that he tweeted out about how, like, Scotland's going crazy because they just
yeah, it's like they voted to stay in, you fucking moron.
Like, do you know... Who is on your team that's, like, looking this shit up?
Yeah.
Is there... You... Either you are so... So narcissistic that whatever you, is
he
in your mind...
He just knows no matter what he does, it doesn't matter.
He could slap Hillary in the face.
Well, what he said, the claim he said where he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, I think is completely true.
I think it is too. It's true, too. And people would be like, that's great! But God forbid he shoots a white person. But I can't. So then, with all this hatred that he's spewing, he's pretty much allowing other people to openly hate on other groups of people that they're prejudiced against, and it's okay.
Yeah, and it's like, gay, you know, the LGBT community already has enough hatred with, like, these groups that form, like, a family council and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's already being spewed out and, like, lies being told so people hate you. But now, like, he's allowing it to be more supported, mm-hmm. and then, like, that's why things like in Orlando happen.
Right. And what it kills me about the Orlando situation is that everyone kept calling him a terrorist. It was a hate crime.
Yeah.
It was a hate crime against...
What's Timothy McVeigh? He's the biggest, like, death toll to date, isn't he?
Right.
No one's talking about what he is.
No.
And what about the other day, yesterday, did you see the story about the Texas mom?
Uh-uh.
She's white, blonde, two blonde daughters. They're not saying anything about what religion she is.
What happened?
They still don't know yet. It looked like a rich suburb. I think it was the middle of the day. Shot her daughters dead in the street. 17-22.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They look like, literally, like cheerleader. Like when you see, like, cheerleader moms and their kids. You know, blonde, blue eye, heartland kind
of crap. No one's talking about this?
I just read it the other day, and they still don't know why. They just think it's in family argument. The father was home. They had to take him out of the home because he was so distraught about what happened. But when the police show up, she wouldn't put down her pistol. They had to kill her.
Wow.
Yeah, and they still don't know what's going on. And then in the article it said that they were called to the house several other times, but they don't know why. It's like, isn't there a record of that?
But I think, like, every attack, you know, if you think about every attack, almost is a hate crime.
Yeah.
What
people don't realize is most mass shootings, it's not like these big grandiose things like you see, like, the Pulse shooting. It's like just a few, like, three or four people or more.
Right.
Like, the streets of Chicago, like, that kind of stuff constantly happening. Nobody cares about that shit.
I mean, my guess is that the Orlando shooter probably was gay and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, have yet to prove that. I don't know where the hell that came from. Like, all that back and forth. Like,
I mean, I guess because they said they found him on Tinder or something like that, or
yeah,
Grindr.
They said he was in the club, like, for several months. But
yeah.
He could have been scoping it, but yeah, like, there hasn't been, like, any justifiable proof yet, but that is very strange.
It's kind of questionable.
But, like, his ex-wife even said, like, I thought he was.
But she knew what was going on.
No, the ex. He had an ex.
Yeah, the ex-wife.
No, this is his...
Oh, the current wife knew?
Current wife knew. The ex didn't. He abused her. She left him.
I see. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought.
But, like, yeah, so then, you know, what happens in Britain just further shows the path we're taking. Where it's like we're going back to Nazi Germany.
I have a feeling that, and I really... Trump's going to win. And it's going to be the shittiest 4 years ever. And it's like, you know how people...
I don't even know how I can possibly stand it.
When people were saying, oh, if Bush becomes elected, we're moving to Canada. And I remember they actually did that as, like, a queer as folk storyline.
Yeah.
I think the two lesbians moved to Canada.
Yeah.
It's like, I really might want to move to Canada.
I know.
If Trump becomes president. there's going to be so much shit that goes on. It's going to be ridiculous.
But the country's just going to go down the toilet.
We really are going to go down the toilet. Like, no one's going to have manners anymore. You would think that we would be relatively safe where we are in the Northeast, like, walking down the street, you know, holding our wives' hands and stuff like that. I might be a little bit afraid.
I know.
You know, it's always in the back of my mind, but I kind of feel like
knowing where we are. Yeah, because you're like, oh my god, more than 50% of the country are horrible people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. It's insane to me. And the fact that, like, that England decided to leave the European Union, and then they said the biggest search right after it was said that leave was the vote. People were searching, what's the EU, what does it mean to be part of the EU? It's like, are you fucking serious?
You should have looked that up before you voted, dumbass.
It's like, do you realize what you've done?
I don't think really they understand the concept of what they've done.
Yeah, like...
And then somebody actually, they were interviewed, some guy, and he's like, yeah, I voted to leave, but I didn't really know, I didn't think my vote would count.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, it's a referendum, what do you it's based on the vote. There's no other, like, it's just counting votes, and then that's what it's based on.
How, it really is mind-blowing how dumb people are.
It's like, this was put into place.
I just can't.
You know, to, like, yes, people can move easier freely through all the European countries, which is what the fear was used for.
Right, exactly.
But it also has to do with, like, taxation and import, export.
Exactly.
So, like, these people who probably voted for it and have, like, lower income jobs are probably gonna have a shittier life now, because, like, it's gonna be harder to do business with that country.
Right. I just don't get it.
Just because you're afraid some Pakistani person's going to live in your neighborhood, you'd rather be completely separated from a union that is beneficial to you.
And what kills me,
and
too...
And now you need, like, passports and things to, like...
Go to France.
Leave your country, yeah.
Right. Before, you could just go to France whenever you wanted to.
It's like being here, like going to another state, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's insane to me. That you could be...
And how people,
like that.
And thanks again to Trump, that people think that all brown people know each other.
Yeah.
It's like, basically, all us white people know each other.
Exactly.
So, you know, because, you know, I love how Trump keeps saying, well, at least one brown person knows what the other brown person, they know where the bad ones are. Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't.
Are you out of your mind?
And then, like...
Like, I know where a dickhead is. He's right there on stage.
Exactly.
Like, Jesus.
And then, like, I love when people say that, oh, they're not coming out and condemning it. It's like, why do they have to? They didn't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even
it's
if
like,
they
this
did.
This is, like, one of, like, the biggest religions in the world. Like, this is a very small fraction.
Exactly. I think it's, like, 0.001%.
Yeah, it's like, we're not talking about, like, the guy who shut up the Aurora, Colorado theater like that. We're not talking about the guy who shut up the black church like that.
And
that
no,
we're all responsible for him, and we have to apologize as white people.
But no, I guess we get a pass, because we can't obviously know every white person.
Yeah,
we don't know all the bad ones.
That's
I
right.
Mean,
we don't
know,
get
because we're
people.
Okay, because we're white.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
You know.
And I just don't understand prejudice. I really don't.
And the fact that you can say that you want to temporarily ban people from entering a country
good
based on
that.
Their religion. A, how do you even do that? And B, how
he's
is gonna that
base
not
it
racist?
On their color, too.
Exactly.
I,
what are you supposed to do when they come and be like, are you Muslim? And they'll be like, yes.
No,
so.
I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just brown.
Yeah. And they're like, say to our fathers, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
or
what,
like, what happens,
would you have?
What happens if you and Sarah go away to, like, you know, Ibiza?
Okay.
Right? And you come back and you're actually very brown. Because you're tan.
So now we're gonna, yeah.
And like, you're like, ma'am, we can't let you in. But this is my passport. No, ma'am, that is not you. My name is Schultz. Large, I'm Irish. I just got really tan. No, ma'am, sorry. You are brown.
Yeah, you're officially Muslim because you have a tan.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow because you know what? My tan's gonna be gone by then. Thank you. Like, it's just so fucking stupid.
Like, all his plans are nonsensical. They have absolutely...
There are no plans. We don't know what anything's going to happen.
All his thoughts that he says are going to happen, he has no... And if he does have a plan, that makes no sense.
He's going to hit the button. That's what's going to happen. He's going to hit the button.
Oh, I know.
And I think we're probably going to...
Canada's not far enough away, then.
You know what? If he hits the button, hit the middle... Hit all the red states.
Because right.
We all know the middle of the country...
Let's just go to Amsterdam.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
There are bikes everywhere.
Oh my! Can we with a bell goes ding ding?
Oh yeah.
Can I have a basket in the front?
Full of pot.
Sweet! Man, I like this fantasy already.
I know.
Because guess what? We might not have to worry about rapists who get off.
Oh, yeah, there's another
But I have to say, that guy just totally, like, went away in the news.
Yeah, he's probably like shit going on. He's like, thank God!
He's like, yeah, is that about me and my judge who got me off in 2 months? Yeah, Brock Allen Turner.
Unbelievable.
Wait,
the more that comes out about this douchebag, the more I hate him.
Oh,
like,
fucking A,
they're like, oh, he's such a great kid. And it's just like, everybody that's like knew him is coming out and saying, no, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how is he a great kid? I don't care how fucking drunk you are. And I don't, and the fact that his parents are saying, oh, this should be, he can speak about binge drinking to people and teach them. It's like, I have never been so drunk. And if I was, I'd probably pass out, like, that girl.
Right, exactly.
But I've never been to the point where I'm so drunk and someone is passed out and I am going to touch them in any fashion. I have never even crossed my mind.
It would never even cross my mind.
And in no way, I don't know how you even say it's her fault. Shit happens. Kids are stupid. They drink too much.
Exactly.
I don't care how old. She's in her 20s. Whatever. It happens. It doesn't mean you have the right. If you see somebody like that, you have the right to help them.
Exactly.
You don't have the right to dry hump them and penetrate them with your hands.
You know what was happening. Like, you dragged her from the front of the house, clearly, to behind a dumpster.
Yeah, you dragged her.
You had intent.
Yeah.
Right then and there. You knew what you were going to do.
And the fact, if you read her letter and the fact that she's, like, completely, like,
oh my
just
God.
Abrasions from, like...
She had pine needles all in her hair.
And everywhere else.
Yeah.
And so she was walking, it was just falling out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care if you don't remember it, just if I woke up like that, I would feel so disgusting.
There's no way that you were that blind drunk.
I think it'd be
saying.
Worse, because I wouldn't even know exactly what happened ever. Like, I don't know exactly what he did. Like, I would always be wondering, like,
right.
What exactly he did, because I was passed out.
But you kind of... You found out that he violated you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had...
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
she
like...
That.
But at least she, you know, she followed through and pressed charges.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, thank God for those two kids that were riding a bike.
People were bitching that she was allowed to give the impact statement that it makes people impartial. It's like, obviously it didn't because he's fucking walking the streets.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And, like, here's the two guys that rode their bikes sober. They could have done one or two things. They did the right thing, mind you. But they could have stopped and said... Hey, man, look at that. Let me get in on that.
Yeah.
And fucked her, too.
Yeah.
But they didn't. No. They actually had their wits about them. And
he bolted, so he knew he was doing something wrong.
He knew he was doing something wrong.
So, like, now there's also a claim that he possibly sent his friends on the swim team
pictures?
A photo of her breasts. But it was like a Snapchatty type thing, so it doesn't exist anymore.
It has to exist somewhere. I don't believe that shit. That, like,
yeah.
It just disappears.
Like, like, one person deletes it, it's gone kind of thing.
No, I'm sure it's on some server somewhere.
Yeah.
Snapchatville.
Yeah.
That it's somewhere.
Like, what a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that judge is a piece of shit.
Seriously, he was supposed to be up for re-election. I don't know if he got re-elected.
I hope he didn't.
But he was supposed to reside on another rape case.
Oh, and they, yeah, said he was
biased. The assistant attorney general.
Said he was biased, yeah.
Not attorney general. Assistant district attorney.
Oh, okay.
Asked to have him removed because...
Yeah, he doesn't have a good track record.
No! Like, the fact that you think his life is going to be ruined if he got the maximum penalty. Are you kidding?
Too bad!
How about the girl whose life is ruined already?
If I shot someone dead, and maybe I possibly could have a, you know, really good water polo career, that's my fucking fault.
Well, I'm going to tell you that you're a good person. You're really good at water polo.
I'm so good at water
you
polo.
You are Olympic bound at water polo.
That guy was really annoying, and I had to shoot him dead. Deep down in my heart, but I'm very good at water polo.
No, but are you really sorry, or are you gonna, you know, were you binge drinking? Like, you know, the effects of binge drinking.
I'm sorry if I get to keep playing water polo. Jesus. So I'm an important person in the water polo community.
Okay. But then it's okay for you to kill anybody you want to.
Oh, okay.
Was the person at least your competition?
Yeah. And he kept insisting that he had to bring a horse into it. I'm like, it's water polo.
God.
I just don't want to hear it anymore.
I don't blame you. God, fucking people. They're so dumb.
Speaking of...
Okay, so just note, if anybody's really taking this seriously, Nicole has not killed anybody. She does not play water polo. Disclaimer. Right?
Yeah, it's more unrealistic than I play water polo.
Exactly.
I don't even know how you play it. No clue.
It's just like playing volleyball that you did as a kid. It's just but it's an Olympic sport.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it? It's
I don't
hilarious.
Know. I do that one with the broom.
Oh, curling?
Yeah.
There's a lot of skill in that. It's like, you know, frozen shuffleboard.
It does look hard.
It's frozen shuffleboard. I'm not knocking it. Or, what's that bar game that you have, like, the little disc and that big long wooden table and you have to, like, you know, slide the
little shuffleboard.
But shuffleboard to me, you know, is shuffleboard when you're standing up.
You're standing up like on a cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I forget what the...
Knuckle shuffle. Oh, and then just to bring it down a notch, since we've talked about such heady subjects,
yeah.
Who's your most hated person of the month?
I fucking hate.
And I started off liking her, but now the more you're telling me, I hate her too.
Chewbacca mom?
Fuck her.
Hate that bitch. Hate, you know,
that was cute. Was cute.
I didn't even think it was cute, because first off, I guess if I saw the short version,
there's a short version.
You know, I got my wife... pulled up the long version.
Yeah, it is a little
bit
took much.
A minute and a half for her to kind of, like...
put the mask on.
Like, who are you talking to? Like, do you have a blog or something?
It was for her Facebook friend, she said, so that they knew when she got home that wasn't for the kids, it was for her.
Whatever. So, I guess, like, that it was like a viral thing for a week.
Yeah.
So then this woman, all of a sudden, gets her 15 minutes of fame. You think she'd be cool about it?
Yeah, like, she got on the...
Fallon.
James Corden show.
And James Corden.
And she met,
Oh, real Chewbacca?
And J.J. Abrams.
Yep.
Yeah, she got a letter from Chewbacca, the real Chewbacca, and then he invited her to the Star Wars thing in her town.
And then she was given all these free gifts. I think her kids are going to college for free. Like, they have, like, a trust fund set up for her college, for their colleges. Bunch of, like, free shit from Kohl's.
So she's set.
She's pretty much... The last thing that I read, which was a couple weeks ago, she got, like, over, like, $400,000 in gifts and stuff.
So what has this bitch decided to do?
But wait. She's gonna get a rude awakening, and maybe this is why she's doing this, because she's gonna get taxed on that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now, if you see her walking around, and you want to get a selfie, she's gonna charge you for a selfie. Yeah. And then she's gonna charge you if you want her autograph. Bitch, you live in bumblefuck Tucson.
I think it's Houston.
No, I know.
It's not bumblefuck. It's a major city.
It is, I know. But it's still, like, who the fuck are you? You just put on a
Chewbacca. Like, it would be, like, a joke thing if I met her. Like, if she said, oh, you gotta give me $50, I'd be like, I'll pass.
Okay.
I'll pass Chewbacca mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just get Heather to put a Chewbacca mask on. I'll take a photo and say it's you.
Exactly. So you're gonna give me $50, I'll give you the Cleveland steamer. Mm-hmm. God. Like, I hate her. You know, you do something, like, that's, you think it's
funny.
She's
sullying Star Wars.
She really is. And and stupid Hasbro is making, or they made her own action figure with a detachable head. One with the Chewbacca on it and one without.
Oh my God, they're really cashing
She has
on
her
shit.
Own Kenner doll.
Oh my God. You want one, is what you're saying.
No.
Of yourself.
I don't, yes. But see, I don't think, like, I'm not big enough to have my own doll made. You know, like, Jon Stewart, when I went to, I'm going to admit it, I'm a big old Star Wars nerd. I went to their little convention, mm-hmm. and Jon Stewart interviewed George Lucas.
Okay.
And Lucas gave him his own action figure.
That's
and
cool.
It was Jon Stewart dressed in a Stormtrooper outfit.
That's neat.
That I understand. One, Jon Stewart is fucking Jon Stewart. And two, he's a Star Wars fan.
Well, are they selling the Chewbacca mom one, or they just gave it to her?
I think they just gave it to her. I don't know if there's... But the fact that the toy company decided that she was worthy enough to get her own action figure, why don't you figure out how to put more Rays out there as opposed to, like, making her a Chewbacca mom figure? I can't. Just can't. God. It's like, you know what? There's pictures of me with the Darth Vader mask on. Where's my free shit? You know,
you're not funny enough while you're
apparently, and there's a video of me going, like, look at that pussy. Where's that?
See? That's where, funny.
See?
Where you could be Pussy Vader. Darth Lingus.
Darth Lingus! Why don't we start this? You think I'll get anything?
No.
No one will give a shit. Whatever, I can't. So basically, this world is fucked up. Are we done ranting?
Yeah, and we can't even trust Chewbacca, Mom.
No.
Fucking bitch.
To you know... Bring some levity into the world. Nope, she soiled that too. It's basically like all the character people in Times Square that have sullied all those.
Yeah.
Like the guy that was offering free hugs. How'd you hear about that guy?
No.
There's a guy walking around Times Square. He says, free hugs.
Okay.
So a woman, apparently she was from Canada, went over to him, got a hug, and he's like, $20. She's like, I'm not paying you $20, it's a free hug. He punched her in the face.
New York, New York.
Making dreams come true.
Nothing's free from anyone on the street in New York.
No.
If you've never been to New York and you come to visit, if somebody hands you a CD, which is first off insane to begin with.
Right.
Or anything. They try to hand you anything. Don't
take it.
Because 10 nanoseconds later, they're going to be like, oh, you got to pay me for that.
Yep, pretty much.
And if you do take it, just throw it and run.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that it's like, you're wearing a sign that says free hugs.
Exactly.
And then you punch a woman in her face.
Exactly.
Did you, like, have a mental break at some point?
Well, yeah, if you're walking around with a free hug sign, you probably do.
True. So, they ruined all that, too.
Can't. So, world sucks. Yep. Everyone's racist and homophobic and bigoted and sexist. Chewbacca mom is not even good. And you can't even get a free hug. Why bother? I'm just staying in the house like a shut-in.
I'm going to stay in there with you.
All right.
Is there a subscription service for beer on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. There's a cocktail service. There's
daily basis. Oh, my. Daily? Daily.
See, yeah, you know what? I got to move someplace like LA or New York where you can get it delivered to you.
All right.
From like a bodega.
Well, I think in the next ragtime, we're going to be completely annihilated.
So what will be different?
I don't know.
True. All right.
All right. Until next time, everybody. Have a good one. May peace be with you.
Don't accept any free hugs. Bye.
That's right, bye.